Mogadishu is visibly in election mood as the presidential candidates are running their campaigns. Although the Somali president is going to be elected by the members of parliament and not the public, the candidates still try to win popular support. The three top Somali leaders are all in contest for presidency after failing to agree on a single candidate. Somali president, prime minister and parliament speaker are among more than two dozen candidates aspiring to lead the anarchic and famine-ravaged Horn of African nation. Somali parliament speaker is the latest candidate who hopes to lead Somalia out of the two decades' misery. And with barely 6 days to the official end of the transitional federal government, analysts and politicians criticize the three leaders for using state resources in their bid to clinch the presidency.
They have the money, they have the power, and they have the influence. They are the ones who are selecting officially the list of the parliament members. And also, they are still in power, and they are using all the resources of the government. So it is very hard to see anyone who can challenge them.
Other candidates also accuse the Somali leaders for failing to provide security to the aspiring candidates, thus making them vulnerable to imminent attacks. They also accuse the government of using state media, finance and security in favor of their campaigns. Critics are of the view that the leaders ought to have resigned before declaring their candidacy.
Every time they become a candidate, they should resign before they become a candidate because of one reason. They are a candidate, but at the same time, they're retaining their spot. So they're not using their own actual money. Seems to us they're using Somalian government money, the way we see it.
As the process of ending Somalia's political transition gathers momentum, some presidential candidates have been accused of both interfering with the process of electing new parliamentarians and vote buying ahead of the presidential elections. 275 lawmakers are tasked with electing new Speaker of Parliament and the Somali President before 20th of August.
Behind the scenes, or indirectly, they are the ones who are asking and to bring and Parliament members at their side. Most of the Somalis, they are a great, great hope for a change. And they believe that the coming government will be much better than those who were previously in Somalia.
Meanwhile, security on the ground has been beefed up ahead of the presidential elections. The African Union says that it is important to note that this is the longest period of peace that Somalia has enjoyed since the fall of a central government in 1991, adding that AMISOM will not allow anybody to disrupt the peace process. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Mogadishu.